This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. And I do actually have some news for you. This is going to be the second last episode of Somewhat Grown Up. Does that make sense? Next week's episode is going to be the last episode on Somewhat Grown Up with Gemma Miller. And of course, I'll be touching on it a little bit more next week, but I wanted to just let you know that these are our final moments together. We need to cherish them. And really, I just wanted to thank you all so much for everything, for listening to the podcast episodes, for sending in your messages, for sharing all of the love you have given me over these past like couple of year and a little bit. I can't even remember, it has flown by so fast. But as this is, and I think the word is, penultimate episode of Somewhat Grown Up, we are of course going to have a really fun podcast episode today. As always, I'm going to be telling you about my week, my Christmas preparations. This has just become such a festive time of year for me this year, and I'm absolutely loving it. We are going to be talking about the topic of when should you move out, because this has kind of been on my mind for a long time, and I want to talk it through a little bit more with you, because I need to bounce some ideas off, because when is the right time to move out? I don't really know. And of course, we have another listener dilemma to get through today. So it is going to be so much fun. And I cannot wait to do this episode with you, to sit down. I've been waiting for it all week. I've been trying to find a moment in my week where I feel relaxed. I feel comfortable just sitting down and having a little chat with you, because I don't know about you, but Christmas preparations, whilst they're amazing, whilst they're festive, whilst they're fun, family filled, where do you find time in your schedule to do everything? Because honestly, I am struggling. And you know me, I like to be on top of my time management. I like to have my little calendar on my phone, have my little written time block that I do for every single day. But I will admit, it's been going a little bit all over the place at the minute, and I just can't figure out where my head is at, and the days are going by so fast. So this morning when I woke up, I was so tired, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to lie in bed. And then I was like, no, get out of bed, put a candle on, get yourself a nice glass of water, sit down and have a chat with your favourite people. And that is what I'm going to be doing right now, because I feel like I just need a bit of a decompress. And that is definitely what these episodes do for me. They're just a moment where I get to have a little chat with you. And I feel like we have that girly catch up that especially I need. Like, I love having these little catch ups. So that's what I have done. I've got my Yankee candle burning. I've got my Harry Potter cup with a whole glass of cold water in there. Absolutely amazing. And we're sitting down to have a little bit of a chat, because the time is flying away. Christmas for me right now is a week away. No, it isn't. It is less than a week away. Scary. For you, Christmas has potentially been and gone, depending on when you are listening to this episode. So that is even scary to think about. But I feel like this, like, last week, maybe 2 weeks before Christmas, somehow just becomes a little bit of a whirlwind and a little bit of chaos going on. And normally I wouldn't be working at the same time, but I am now also working whilst having to manage all of this Christmas stress and the lead up to Christmas. And then I'm working after Christmas as well. So it all feels just a little bit strange, and it's a new kind of way of adapting, right? You've got to spend your time with family, spend your time with friends. I somehow this week have to wrap up all of my presents, because honestly, the only thing I had wrapped up so far was my Secret Santa present, which I gave to my friend last week. So that's already been opened. So it's getting a little bit chaotic, and I'm starting to think I really need to actually plan out my time, maybe just a little bit better, just to try and get everything done and ready for Christmas. But it's also kind of exciting, isn't it? Like, I have watched so many Christmas films so far this year that it is just amazing. And normally I don't get to watch that many Christmas films, but I've been actually trying, like actively trying to watch all of them, because it sometimes, I don't know if you ever had this, but there's so many Christmas films to watch, isn't there? And then it gets to January 1st and all of a sudden I can think of like five different Christmas films that I didn't watch technically last year, but it still feels like this year. But then you're in the new year at that point, so you can't watch a Christmas film because then it's bad luck for next Christmas. And so then I'll try and remember to watch them, and I never get around to watching them. And it annoys me every single year, year in, year out. This year, I did something a little bit too organised for my own brain to handle, but I actually wrote out all the Christmas films that I want to watch. I looked up where I could watch them, because some of them you can only watch on Amazon Prime, some you can only watch on Netflix. It all gets a little bit complicated. So I made it easy for myself. I then decided how many sort of sessions, I guess, of sitting down and watching Christmas films I needed to do. And I am actually doing pretty well. So at this point, the only films I have left to watch are The Holiday, which is my favourite Christmas film ever. Favourite film, hands down. But I'm going to be doing that when I wrap Christmas presents. I also want to watch Love Actually. And possibly The Grinch, if I can get round to watching The Grinch. If I don't watch that one, that's not so much high up on my list. I've watched Elf this year, and normally I sort of interchange those two because I don't know why they feel similar to me when I sit and watch them, the Elf and the Grinch. I don't really know, but I've watched Elf already, so the Grinch is a little bit of a hit and miss. I wouldn't be too upset if I missed that one. But I've watched every other Christmas film I've been wanting to watch, which is actually quite an achievement for me at this point, because the thing is, I've just got so many stuff in the few days before Christmas, and normally that's when I watch all my Christmas films, but I've kind of been aware that that's not going to happen this year. But it's spread out the Christmas cheer for a little bit longer, and I'm actually really excited for Christmas this year. I don't know, it feels a bit different as you kind of grow up anyway, and I know we've spoken about that last Christmas, how different it felt for us. Just the more you step into adulthood, I feel like the weirder Christmas kind of becomes, because it's like, what do you do? Where do you get your like Christmas magic from? But I definitely feel like this year I've somehow managed to keep up some form of like festive spirit at the same time as doing the adulty side of Christmas, which is buying presents, wrapping the presents, making sure you've got everything ready for Christmas Day. So I don't know, I feel like it's been a good combination this year, and I feel very balanced. When I speak it out loud, it sounds kind of stressful, but actually sometimes being organized does pay off. And actually there have been instances where maybe I've been too organized for some, but for me it's actually really helped keep up my Christmas spirit like a little bit. So I'm really excited for the few Christmassy things I've got coming up. I'm actually going to see a panto on Christmas Eve, which normally I don't watch pantos until after Christmas. So I'm really excited for that one. To do it on Christmas Eve, it's going to be something a little bit new, but we'll see how it goes. I'm also going to be doing a little bit of baking on Christmas weekend, which I have actually somehow never done before. Like, I've never baked like a few days before Christmas. Like, it's just normally one of those things that you know is Christmassy to do, but you just never do. This year, I'm actually doing it and I am so excited. I'm also going to be spending some time with my family. So it's like really fun things coming up. I've obviously still got to wrap the presents, but I do actually find that quite exciting. Although, don't know about you, but the older I'm getting, not that I'm very old, don't get me wrong, my back hurts more and more every single year whenever I wrap presents. So as much as I enjoy it, it's always a little bit painful at the same time. And I don't know if I should be admitting that at the big old age of 23, but my back does hurt when I wrap Christmas presents. And it's just kind of something that I have to live with now. And it's going to potentially, probably, most likely get worse as the years go on. But it is also really enjoyable. And I do like sitting down with a good Christmas film on, normally the holiday, wrapping the presents, and then spending time with family, getting to see some friends before Christmas. It's going to be actually a really nice Christmas, I feel like. Like, I've got good hopes for it this year, for all of us. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope you have got some fun plans, whatever that may be, over this little festive season. You know, whether they're Christmas related or they're not, let's just bring some joy into our life. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes we need those moments where maybe it's having a chill for ourselves. Maybe it's meeting up with friends. Maybe it's seeing family. Sometimes we just need to remind ourselves to actually do that for our own well-being. Do you know what I mean? And it sounds weird to think that actually sometimes you have to consciously do it. But I've definitely been noticing that if I forget about it, I just won't ever do it. But really, we need to be our own priority. So definitely make yourself a priority this week coming up. So I hope you have some fun things planned, whatever that may be, festive, not festive, however it is that you want to be spending this weekend. I hope you get up to some fun things, whatever that is for you. So let's go to a break now. And then when we come back, we are going to be talking about the topic of moving out of our childhood homes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I feel like moving out is a topic that when it comes to growing up can be a little bit of a taboo subject, but also an incredibly scary subject at the same time, because not really much is kind of said on this whole how you move out, when you should move out of your childhood home, like what are even the steps to do so. There's actually not that much information out there. And the more that I've been thinking about it lately, because I feel like this year has kind of been a bit of a turning point for me to start thinking about the idea of moving out and how that could be possible for me, if it's even possible, because I'm not going to try and make it sound like it's this really quick and easy thing to do, when actually it's pretty hard to move out. Like, the more I've looked into it, the more confused I get, the more complicated it feels, and the more I'm just like, right, maybe now's just not the time. Maybe I just shouldn't be doing it. And we've spoken about it in Listener Dilemmas before. We've brought it up. I feel like I've spoken about it quite a bit. The more I'm thinking about it, I feel like the more we're all thinking about it as well. Like, it's one of those weird topics that coincidentally you all seem to think about at similar points. I don't know if that's just me who's been noticing that, but I've definitely, the more like we've been speaking, I've definitely been noticing it, like talking to friends, family, talking to you, like it's definitely a topic that is coming up a little bit more often. And I wanted to touch on it again because I've really been thinking about it at the minute, and just the timeline of how that looks is so much longer than when I was younger. Like, before you kind of, I'm putting quotations on this, but before you sort of grow up and have the idea of moving out and have that idea of, right, what's your next steps? Where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself? it actually takes so much longer. Like before you grow up and before you sort of hit that age where you think, right, let's do it, it seems like it's going to be a quick and easy thing that you can just do instantly. But actually, it's seeming like it takes a lot more preparation. I mean, a lot more money than I physically have, which is a whole other topic of discussion because it is just ridiculous amounts of money that you need. But I feel like it's just a strange one because when do you feel like you should move out? Do you feel like there's a point where it's like, right, now it's too late? I was looking at this statistic that I found. I can't remember where I found it now, but I'm sure it said something like the average age people move out is like 34 years old, which actually, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that's too late? Do you feel like that's too early? Would you want to stay in your childhood home for longer? Would you want to move out earlier? And even like looking around my life and the people that I know within my life, everyone's a little bit different. Like I didn't kind of go the standard route with university, so I never moved out to go to university. A lot of my friends moved out for uni. They moved wherever across the country. A lot of them stayed there. Some of them came back. Some of them have gone traveling around the world, and it's absolutely incredible to see. And I kind of get a little bit of FOMO every time I see a new Instagram story come up. But it's like we've all chosen very different paths, and it's hard to know for you, without looking at anybody else, but for you, what's the right move to be making? I kind of, in a way, already had this chat with myself when I was 18, looking at universities, because I very quickly thought, I don't want to move away for uni, like I want to stay at home. I don't particularly have a reason why. I just knew the whole idea of moving out for uni wasn't for me. The idea of sharing a kitchen in first year was a complete no, I don't want to do that, thank you very much. And so that was the first time where a lot of people I knew were in a sense moving away from home, because you don't really have the idea of if you're going to come back or are you going to come back after uni. I think everybody has a very different concept of it. So for me, I felt like I missed that boat in a way, right? Because I didn't move out for uni. I stayed at home and I travelled into uni instead. But now it's at that point where I'm like, do I want to move out now? When do I feel like I'm going to be ready to move out? Do I ever feel like I'll be ready to move out? It's a really strange one to kind of think about your thoughts about the situation. And I will admit, I still don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot, and this whole idea of when should I be doing that? And actually, I don't know. I think it's definitely one I'm going to take day by day. But the thing is, you still have to prepare for it. And this is kind of what I mean when I say, when should you move out? There's no when should you. There's no like set. I don't think anyway that there's a set time that's right or wrong to move out. But the thing about it is, when you get to that point where you're 100% ready to move out, you have to have your finances ready. You have to have your ideas of the whole layout and how it works. What do you want? Do you want a flat? Do you want a house? There are so many things to think about that actually preparation, I feel like, is key. We're coming back to that organized side of my brain that just loves to let itself out every now and again. And that organized tiny little smidge of my brain is absolutely loving life when it's thinking about moving out, because I am already thinking about the things to prepare. Like I'm putting money away. I've spoken about it before that I have a lifetime ISA. As always, I don't really know much about finances, so please don't take any advice from me, but I do put money into a LISA just so I'm building it up, and the government give you 25%. There's a lot of other things to it other than that, so do look into it if you are considering. But for me, that seems like one of the best options to build somewhat of a budget. So I'm trying to max that out as much as I can every single financial year, just to prepare myself to the point where I think I'm ready to move out. Then I've already prepped that money there, and I've already prepped my thoughts there to get ready for the idea. Does that make sense? Because I don't know, it's one of those ones where I've definitely noticed it quite a lot that by the time people realize they want to move out, they're then still stuck living in their childhood space because they didn't prep stuff beforehand. So I think sometimes, and there's many other aspects where I do feel like this, but actually it's best to prepare when you're way too early. Like prepare when you have no idea what you're doing. Like if you want to open a LISA, I opened mine a couple of years ago with literally £10 in it because I didn't really know what it was about, but I know I kind of wanted one. So I put £10 in there just to have it open. And it's kind of doing those little things, watching like a few videos on it, having a look at how other people have moved out, just to give yourself a bit of an idea. That's what I've been doing anyway lately. And I think it's kind of warmed me up to the idea in a way, but I'm also still finding it very scary and very overwhelming, which I think is always going to be the case whenever we move out of our childhood home, because it's a massive, massive step that comes with a lot of other stuff, a lot of other finances, a lot of other situations that are just very, very scary to even comprehend at this point. But I feel like that's kind of where my brain is now at. Like I haven't got a set idea of when it is I want to be moved out. I haven't got a set plan of how I'm going to do it. What I'm doing instead is trying to get myself financially in a place where when I'm ready, I'm 100% ready in all aspects. I'm trying to figure out what I want, what I like the look of, what areas do I think are nice. It gives me something to do in the evening when I've got nothing to do and I'm sitting there bored. I will just look up houses online just to see what the price range is in different areas. And you know what? It's actually really, really fun to do. If you don't enjoy doing that, then that's also okay. I do admit, probably a little bit of a weird pastime for me to be doing lately, but I'm really enjoying doing it. I like looking at the houses that are going to be completely out of my price range, I will admit, because they are the coolest ones to look at. But I also do like actually realistically look at what potentially I could be affording, what potentially is on the market. It's just good to know. And I think the more you broaden your horizons with that sort of thing, maybe the easier it becomes. I don't know. Put a massive question mark next to that one. But it's definitely something I'm thinking about at the minute. Like when do you know? When should you? There's so many question marks, but actually the preparation is helping put my mind at ease a little bit. So maybe if you're in the same boat, maybe that's something else to think about. Like just putting those few things into action just so they're there whenever you're ready. Your brain is just that slightly bit more prepared, right? Let's go to another break now. And then when we come back, we have got our listener dilemma of the week. So let's get into this week's listener dilemma, the second last listener dilemma on this podcast. It feels really strange to think next week is going to be the last episode. I don't know. I don't want to think about it too much. I don't want to get emotional. Let's get on into it, because this is actually a really interesting dating dilemma. Hey Gemma, I need your help. I've been trying online dating over the last couple of months for the first time, just to see if I could meet someone new that way. Well, I've spoken to a few people, but the conversation always seems to get a bit awkward. I wait on them to suggest that we go on a date, but I don't know if I should be more forward. I'm just not that type of girl. How do I get the conversation to move forward without the awkward part? Now, I feel like this is kind of a common one when it comes to online dating. I will admit, I'm probably not the best person to be asking. I'm gonna give like a little bit of help from my experience and when I've spoken to my friends, but personally, I've never actually tried online dating. I don't know why. I feel like it's gonna be that thing that when I'm older, I think, oh, I wish I gave that a try, but I just never have for some reason. But I do feel like, and from different friendships that I've had and different people I've spoken to, friends, family, it is a good way to meet people. And quite a few people I know have met people that way, and they've gone on to have like really good long relationships, or they've just met somebody new and it's interesting. And it actually seems like a really good way to meet people, because it is kind of hard. isn't it? But I do get what you mean, because it's actually really hard to get to know somebody, I feel like, over an online platform, like over just having a conversation online. I feel like whilst you can get to know someone that way, you definitely need that date. And what I've kind of noticed is you need that date to come fairly quickly, at least the first date. I feel like if I was doing it, I wouldn't want to have that much of a conversation with someone before arranging a date, because you can kind of pick up on the vibes, hopefully pretty quickly, and then you can plan a date that's in public, that is a safe setting to go, to then meet somebody and actually get to know them through a conversation. Through people I know, that's kind of seemed to be the best way. But then it's a little bit awkward, isn't it? Especially if you're that type of person who, I'm the exact same, so don't even worry about it, where you like to wait on the other person to suggest a date first. But maybe this is the time. Push that confidence just a little bit more and maybe throw out the date card, perhaps a little bit earlier than before it gets to that awkward stage. Right, because I can imagine that awkward part comes when you've had that typical conversation online, like you've discussed what you do for a job, you've discussed maybe what you've eaten today, do you know what I mean? And then you get into that awkward part where it's, I feel like you need to break the ice by actually meeting them in person to see if you still get that good vibe or that awkward vibe when you actually meet them. But sometimes other people have the same issue as us, where they want you to suggest the date. So maybe it's just time. Pull that card out just a little bit earlier than perhaps you naturally would, just to see how it goes. Maybe test it out with one person that you match with. Have a little bit of a conversation. If you think it's the right time, if you're thinking in your head you want them to ask you on a date, ask them. Because what's it going to do? What's the worst outcome of that situation? They unmatch you or they block you or whatever. And then you're not that much further back than you were when you started, right? And you can be happy in yourself knowing that you tried, you put your cards on the table. And it doesn't have to be like a full-on date. It could be a like, hey, are you free to meet up and get a coffee next week? Are you free to, I don't know, go out for dinner? You know, like however you want to play it. I feel like coffee dates are a great first date because they don't have to last long. Like if it doesn't go well, you can just cancel it a little bit earlier. Do you know what I mean? Like you can drink a hot drink within half an hour if you're really pushing it. If you feel that uncomfortable, you can get that drink down and be out of there within half an hour. But if you're enjoying it, you can extend it on a little bit longer. For me, coffee dates definitely are the go-to when you're like first meeting somebody anyway. And I feel like maybe that's what's going to help you get past that awkward stage, because I know what you mean. I feel like it comes no matter what, but it's especially hard when you've met someone online, you're talking online. In a way, you need to take it face to face and you need to take it like real life, having a conversation together in person. But it's hard to know when's the right time to merge the two, right? But maybe it's early on. I think I'd personally prefer to not speak to somebody much online, but have a date planned for like the next week. And then maybe you don't talk to each other every day leading up to it. You just have like little catch-ups here and there, a little, hey, are we still on for Thursday or whatever? And just throw it out like that. Maybe that's the way to go. I feel like this time of year is a great time to do that because a lot of us have time off of work, depending on how your work situation works. So people have more free time. So maybe if you've got someone on the cards at the minute, just try it today. Send a little, hey, are you free tomorrow? Are you free in 2 days' time? Do you know what I mean? Just to see how it goes. Sometimes we have to push our confidence a little bit, especially when it comes to online dating, because it can be a little bit awkward. You know, like you've judged someone based off of a profile, you're then chatting to them a little bit. I feel like it's definitely before you get to that awkward point, or even if you're at that awkward point, maybe that's the time. Just throw it out there, push yourself a little bit, or maybe somehow hint at the idea that you want a date if you don't want to go that far. You know, like just dropping little pennies in there that you want to go on a date with them, right? Like say, oh, I heard this coffee shop's really good, or I heard this restaurant has really good reviews, you know? Just throw that one out there, you know? Put your intentions there without having to officially ask, and just see where it goes. Because I feel like that's the fun with online dating, is that you can sort of play around with it. You can test out your strategies a little bit. And then when you meet that person, that you take it like in real life and then you go on multiple dates, then you can kind of see how it goes in the long run, right? I feel like maybe it's time for you to just push yourself that little bit. Here is your sign to ask that person on a date if you've got someone. If not, wait until you match with them. Wait until you're like a couple messages in, and then maybe throw it in there. See how it goes. Throw a little joke in there as well, you know, lighten up the mood. Sometimes online conversations can get too serious too quick, and we need to just make it a little bit fun, you know, spark up the conversation just a little bit more. So good luck to you, and I hope everything goes well, and I hope you get that confidence just to be more forward. I feel like we definitely need that. I know I have definitely needed that at the minute. Just that little bit of like, right, no, I'm going to be the one to say it. I'm not going to wait on you. I'm going to be the one to put my cards on the table. Do you know what I mean? It's nerve-wracking, but it's definitely worth doing. So good luck to you, and thank you so much for sending in your dilemma and for listening to today's episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. I have really enjoyed spending the time with you, having a little sit down, having a little catch up, and I can't wait to do so next week in our last episode of Somewhat Grown Up. That is gonna feel so weird, but I will catch up with you then, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your week.